Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch. Just as a reminder for everybody, if you want to listen to Full Puckle, you can always go over to the main feed and do that. However, if you also are just interested in listening to trivia, remember this happened late 2016, early 2017. So Toucan is definitely an answer, but unfortunately Stack Attack isn't. But I hope you enjoy this trivia segment.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. We have a great selection of questions here. Some of them were provided by Shark Finnegan this week, so thank you to him. So we are going to go ahead. So right now the standings are pretty simple, and I don't need to memorize them. Whimsicott is in first place with 7 points, and everybody else has zero. So we are going to go ahead then and just kind of see where you guys can go. So, of course, as always, no browsers are allowed, guys. You have to use your innate Pokemon knowledge for these questions. And you'll get 1 minute per question to answer it.
And all right, don't fail me, Shamu.
You have an access to one hint, but you can instead of using that hint, save it and cash it in for an extra point only if you get answer all of the questions correctly. One of them is worth 2 points, but if you only get one of those correct because the extra one's a quote unquote bonus point, I'll still let you cash in the hint for a point.
Okay, so we get one hint for all 5 questions?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so this is different from before.
No, it's the same as it was before. You only got one hint per question. One hint altogether.
Okay. The last episode I listened to was the Sycamore episode.
Oh, we didn't. That was different.
I'm just remembering
that was different.
You were just like giving him tons of hints.
I was just handing him the answers because it doesn't count.
Okay.
Okay. So we're gonna go right on into it. So are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
Question.
Good luck, Shamu.
Well, you guys are on a team.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. I'm just saying good luck. It's what?
Okay. First question. Question number one. Nurse Joy typically uses a machine that holds 6 Pokeballs to heal Pokemon by herself. Now, in the anime, we've seen her use with multiple helpers. Chansey, Audino, I believe Blissey even at one point. But in the game, she's typically alone. Only in one of them did she actually have a helper Pokemon. Which game was this?
Oh, man.
Was it Yellow?
Yellow version? What makes you think that, Shamu?
I just remember something weird. Like, it was 8-bit, so it was one of the first, two generations. And I feel Yellow would be the most likely because it was based off the anime kind of-ish.
That's a good, first guess, but let's try to narrow down everything.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah. I'm just imagining it the first off,
I think we can discount the main games.
Oh, yeah. It's main game only, correct?
What?
Are we going up?
No spin-offs.
Okay.
No spin-offs. So, okay. Well, it's main game only, then let's go with Shamu's guess. I think that's a fair assumption.
You guys are locking in Pokemon Yellow then?
Let's just narrow up a bit more because we have some time.
Yeah. Well, you've got 15 seconds. You've got 15 seconds.
I'm going to say it's Yellow. I don't think it was Crystal or whatever else the other ones were. So I think it's Yellow.
I don't think there were. Yeah, let's just go with Yellow. And it's only Nurse Joy. Nurse Joy?
Nurse Joy with a Pokemon.
Helper.
Right? Yeah, with a helper. Okay. All right, so you're locking in Pokemon Yellow?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct. Pokemon Yellow version actually was the only game, because, of course, it was based on the anime, to have Nurse Joy have a helper Pokemon next to her. So good job there, guys.
Good job, Shamu. I'm proud of you. So you're going to help me make Puckle great again.
Okay, let's move with Crash and Burn.
So the next question here has two possible answers, so it's got the bonus point. So you get 1 point per answer that you give. So as of Generation 7, there are two Pokemon lines that can know the healing move Milk Drink. Name them. Tell me who they are.
Oh, so like any two...
Milk Drink.
Is Milk Drink an evolution line, though?
If there's an evolution line, you just have to name one of the Pokemon for it.
Okay, Miltank and Go-Go.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Unless you worded the question poorly, then that should be the answer, I think.
I think so, too. I'm just trying to make sure nothing else that's random, but yeah, I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, final answer is Miltank and Go-Go.
Yes.
That is correct. Miltank and Go-Goat are the only Pokemon that can learn Milk Drink. So you guys are at 3 points right now after two questions. So you guys should be feeling pretty good.
Good stuff.
Okay, so I realized last week I haven't been asking a lot of questions about the manga recently. So I decided to start asking some manga questions every once in a while. So
I have some experience.
I think this one's actually a pretty easy question. In the Pokemon Adventures manga, who was Red's first Pokemon?
So this is like the first.
Is the evolution line fine? Because I don't remember if it was Poliwhirl.
Evolution line's fine. Evolution fine is.
It was Poliwhirl. Yeah.
It's Poliwhirl.
Is this your
final
answer?
Even I read that one.
Yes.
That is Red, right?
Yeah.
Red the main one.
First character.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Poliwhirl.
All right. The final answer is Poliwhirl. That is correct. Red in the Pokemon manga had caught a Poliwag earlier on in his adventure. He had it at the beginning of his adventure when he grabbed Bulbasaur. So. You're exactly right. And then in the manga, he gets to get, like, his Poliwhirl touches, like, the infinite water stone at the bottom of the Viridian City Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Also, the manga's amazing.
The manga is good. I almost bought them online because it's, like,
I'm getting them. I'm getting them.
It's
I need
good.
To get them.
It's a good price.
In the very near future, we need to follow up because we did an episode, I think, about a year ago.
Me, you, and Bo.
Yeah.
We
did an episode on Red, Blue, and Green, and we never got to Yellow. So I'd like to do an episode on the Yellow manga for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I think it's its own standalone story that's very good.
It is. It's like, because the first Red, Green, and Blue is like the first four books or first three books. I don't know. It's like, but Yellow's like double it.
Yeah, Yellow's like three books on of its own.
Yeah.
It's fantastic though. It's a good story. So we're
this story is so interesting.
Yeah, it's very good. So okay, well that's 4 points for you guys though. That's 4 points. With three questions. Well, maybe these were too easy this week. Okay. So question number four. This is one of my typical questions that I ask every week. What dark type Pokemon has the highest special attack stat?
Oh, dark type with special attack. Hydreigon, perhaps.
Well, that's a good fallback.
This includes Mega, so like if it was a Mega, we'd have to say Mega.
Yeah. If it includes Mega,
that's what we should be thinking.
It'll always include Megas as well.
Okay, I can't remember.
And it also includes Gen 7 Pokemon, obviously, as well, because the game's been out for 3 months.
Absol's got 115. I know Hydreigon has 125 or higher.
Okay.
Absol might be a contender for attack, not special attack.
Zoroark, maybe?
No, it's got like 105, I think.
Okay.
If anything, Hydreigon would still be higher or tied. Koopa. Koopa Unbound.
That's actually a really good idea.
I almost forgot about that.
I think that might be it. There's also, that's the only dark, there are a few dark legendaries, but yeah, Hoopa Unbound. I think that's
I think Hoopa Unbound had like 150 or something, like outrageous.
One moment.
Wait, can't search.
Don't Google. You're not allowed.
I'm not searching. I'm searching my mind, yo. Let's see.
I'm going to need an answer here, guys.
I'm going to say Hoopa Unbound because I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So Hoopa Unbound is your final answer.
Yeah.
All right, that is correct, actually. Hoopa Unbound has like a base special attack stat of 170.
Oh, yeah.
Nice!
So it's giant. He is the highest dark type. I thought it was going to be tricky there. Cool. But and then again, it's like the all-star competitive team right here. So
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you guys are close. You got 5 points already. You haven't even used the hint yet. So
ooh, let's go for 7. Now we're going to lose.
You can potentially go for 7. So this is the last question. So in Generation 7, you have a Pokemon Center Cafe that you can go to, right? You get you can get tea biscuits, which will give you a random healing item. They're specialties from foreign lands, according to this, so prior regions. Most of them either heal your HP or cure your status. One of these biscuits changed from a healing HP to curing status between generations 6 and 7. What is it?
It's the Shalure Sable.
I'll go with that because I don't know.
The Shalure Sable.
The Shalure Sable.
Oh God! He sounds like he's not.
Is that your final answer?
Not answer. I don't know if I want to go with it anymore. that's the Kalos special. That's the Kalos special. So I think it's the only possible answer because he said from 6 to 7.
Yeah, it changed.
But it could have. Think of this. The problem is it could have been like the old Gatto or the Lava Cookie. I know it was probably Lava Cookie, but I think old Gatto is still a full heal, but.
Yeah, Old Gatto and Lava Cookie did not change.
Castalia
the other
cone?
Options, there's... Oh, what? What did you
the
say?
Castalia Cone, the 5th Gen one?
Oh.
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's possible. There's also the Rage Candy Bar. So those are our 5... Like
Rage Candy Bar healed like 20 HP, I saw. That one already...
Went from healing HP to healing status.
Oh, wait. Healing HP to status?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably Rage Candy Bar, if anything, I guess.
Rage Candy Bar, then. Let's go with that.
Is this your final answer?
Shenmue is confident
I don't,
in that.
I'm not confident in anything, but
this
that's
is
the
for
only
the 7 points. Are you confident? Are you confident? You can always
get
5
points. You already get, well, I'd rather just go Rage Candy Bar, to be honest, just to risk it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It is the Rage Candy Bar in between Generation 6 and Generation 7 did change from healing HP to healing status.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought it was the other way around. That's why I got confused to you. Like that's the only one that makes sense because everything else healed status.
Okay, so that gives you guys 7 points for today. So that means that in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place we have Shamu, Scrawn, and the Fluffiest Whimsicott with 7 points, followed by literally everybody else.
In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place, you mean to say it's Scrawn, Shamu, then Whimsicott, right?
I mean, you're all tied. You're all equal in my heart. And so we are going to I don't actually know what the prize is this time. If it's not Gator, maybe it's another Puckle hoodie.
I'm not gonna win because I'll probably like have to take another hiatus.
Well, it's the first person to 70, so we'll see. Or not 70, 30. Wow, 70 is really long. That'd be like 2 years.
Yeah.
30 was like 6 months. So
2 years for a hoodie. That sounds great.
So hopefully, I mean, you guys have been like getting really good at the trivia, or I've been really bad at writing them recently. So,
well, the milk drink one, to be honest, was really easy. That was a pretty easy one.
Well, I took a lot of these from a listener, so I didn't have to write for them. So typically when listeners write them, they write like simpler ones than I would. So you guys got lucky this week. You got lucky this week. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next week. We're at 7. We're at 7 all for the top 3 right now. They're competing for some prize. I'm not sure what it is.
I thought your questions were good, Thatch.
Oh, thank you, Scrum. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, guys, you'd lower your browsers. There are going to be 5 questions today. We are going to take a look at 5 questions. They're all Pokemon-related questions today. Okay. And, yeah. So you get 1 minute to answer each question. You guys have 1 hint for all 5 questions. Not, like, 1 hint per question, but you get – yeah. And so – yeah. But if you do not use the hint and you get all 5 questions correct, you'll get a bonus point at the end. So are you guys ready?
Let's do this.
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
All right, then. We are going to hop right on in with question number 1. This is a question provided to me by your favorite Scrawn.
All right.
Yeah, I asked the other co-host to try to challenge you guys so like they can directly try to sabotage you.
I like that. I'll send in some questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like it. Okay, so this is, what is the only Pokemon whose first evolution's first types are neither of the types of its final evolution's mega evolution?
Okay. So,
could you repeat the question one more time, actually?
Yes, of course. Yes, I will. What is the only Pokemon whose first evolution's its base stage, first two types are neither of the types of its final evolution's mega form?
Okay, I have it, Jushiro. It's Swablu. Swablu is a normal flying, and Mega Altaria is Dragon Fairy.
Yep. You got it.
Swablu. Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. That is one point for you guys. All right. So I have both Bo and Jushiro here, so I, of course, had to include a Gen 1 question. So in Generation 1, only the Gengar line and Jinx could learn the move Lick. What notable first-generation Pokemon gained the move Lick in Generation 2?
Lickitung.
Yep.
is that your final answer?
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
Okay, so that is correct. Lickitung did not know Lick in Generation 1. It is also the only Generation 1 Pokemon to gain it in Generation 2, though Snorlax does gain it later on, I believe Generation 3 or 4.
And Growlithe also, I think.
Yeah, I believe so. No, Growlithe does not. Growlithe does not gain it ever. Yep. Fun fact. I looked all this up today. I learned things. This is how I get good at my own Pokemon trivia skills, because I write the trivia for you guys. So you guys are at 2 points. I've given you some softballs here. So I'm going to ask you a harder question now. This one is contains a bonus point. So I'll explain to you how the points work, and you guys can try to answer them. So there are 4 Pokemon in the Pokemon continuity whose names are palindromes. I want you to name them. Now, you only need 2 of them to get 1 point. You need 3 of them to get 2 points. And if you get 4, you get bragging rights.
So, I'm sorry. A palindrome here.
Yeah, palindrome, it means that the name, if you write it out, is the same forward as it is backwards.
Oh, interesting. And this is all 7 gens are included, right?
Yeah, 7th gens included. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
wow.
There are Pokemon that read the same forward as they do backwards. All in the English language, of course, not in Japanese.
You're gonna have to help me here.
So who are they? Who are they?
Okay, sorry about that. Eevee, Girafarig.
That's 2.
Olomomola.
That's 3.
Oh, man, who's the last one? I forget.
We need that bragging rights, man.
We need the bragging rights one. I just said it, and the mic thing threw me off because I'm obsessed with weird things.
No, that's not spelled forward.
That's not a palindrome.
No,
it.
You do have 2 points though. Those 3 are correct.
That is. Don't tell me the last one. How much longer of the minute do I have?
I'll give you 20 more seconds. That's fine.
Ho-Oh.
Yep, 100% correct.
Yeah, of course.
That is all 4 Pokemon that are palindromes. That's good, guys. You guys are at 4 points today.
This is all Bo.
You're at 4
Bo
points today.
A second after him. Although, this one, 100% credit to him, because you attacked me on my weakness, my English.
All right, so question number 4, guys. Question number 4 is, what Pokemon type has no moves with an accuracy less than 100%?
Oh, wow.
That is question number 4. You guys are at 4 points, by the way, as well.
Okay.
So. And you still have the hint.
It's not the 4 core elements.
It's not. It's not Ghost.
No.
It's not Dark. Thinking,
it's not Dark. What Dark move doesn't hit 100%?
Yeah. What?
What Dark move doesn't hit 100%?
I know there's one. Beat 'em up?
Okay. Beat up.
I think it's an 80%.
What about Fairy?
Fairy might be interesting. Yes.
Let's say that if we need a quick answer.
Okay.
Keep going through. Poison
bug?
Isn't.
It's not bug.
I don't know. It's not bug. Bug. It's not bug.
Horn Drill.
Yeah.
It's bug.
It's, or Mega Horn.
Mega Horn. Yeah. It's not grass.
Yeah. Not normal. Dragon.
No. Dragon has a dragon tail.
Oh.
It's like 70.
Okay. I should have been writing these down.
Psychic. No, Psychic isn't. Also, isn't it?
No. Yeah. Well, even
Psywave,
like,
I think.
Kinesis even.
Kinesis. Yeah. It's not poison.
Not rock or ground.
Not ground. Ooh. Yeah.
What about ground? I don't know.
Wait. Yeah, ground. Wait. No. Yeah, what about ground? I know it's not rock, for sure.
Definitely not rock. Rock sucks for accuracy.
It's not ice.
I'm going to need an answer.
What do you want, ground or fairy?
I think, oh man, ground, or fairy.
Let's do it. Ground.
Ground.
What do you say? Go ground.
That is incorrect.
Oh!
The answer is actually ghost. None of the ghost type moves have have an accuracy less than 100%. Fun fact. I learned that today.
I would not have got that. We should
use it. Not, wait. How is it not ghost? How is it ghost?
None of them have less than 100% accuracy. Which move do you think is below 100%?
Wasn't it
Shadow Lick? Force?
Shadow Force hits 100%.
Lick is 100%?
Lick is 100%.
It just has a very low chance to paralyze.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, okay.
All right.
Oh,
they're all 100%. Fun fact. As soon as I heard you say ghost, I felt really bad.
Oh, well.
But yeah, it is ghost. Okay, so hopefully you guys are still at 4 points. So we have question number 5. This should bring you back, I think, to 5 points. We'll see. I think this one's pretty straightforward. So I always ask one question every week about Pokemon stats just to help everybody who's listening to the show get a better knowledge of the game. So what bug-type Pokemon has the highest base speed of all bug-type Pokemon?
This includes Mega?
This includes Megas, yes, in Gen 7.
I'm pretty sure it's Excelgor. We should use the hint, though, because...
You do get a hint.
We're not going to get the point either way anymore, so yeah. We might as well just get the extra knowledge. But I'm pretty sure it's Excelgor. This isn't counting Arceus, right?
Yeah. I think
Excelgor.
I mean, it could include Arceus.
It could include Arceus, but last week it couldn't. None of these lists include Arceus.
What? That's not true.
Mega Beedrill.
That was what you said like 2 weeks ago.
What? Mega, I never said... Oh,
Mega Beedrill probably is pretty fast.
So what's the hint?
You want the hint. Okay, yeah, so the hint is this is a dual-type Pokemon. It is not a Mega Evolution. I'll give you that bit.
I'm pretty sure Excelgor is only bug, though. So it is a dual-type?
It is a dual-type.
Frick. Yanmega.
Yanmega, yeah.
Probably. Well, Yanmega had the highest HP stat, didn't it? Just a few weeks ago. Do you listen to show every week? I do.
I haven't listened to this. I can't remember the week before
that. I'm pretty sure Yanmega was the answer for... Oh, it might have been on the game show. The Game Corner show.
Mm.
That Yanmega had the highest HP. I think it was in the Fuchsia Feud.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds right.
I like that. Yanmega. Plus, Yanmega has the speed boost, so it doesn't make sense that he... Pheromosa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? Dual type?
I have to go with that.
Non-mega. Yeah. I say Pheromosa.
That is incorrect. The answer is actually Ninjask. Ninjask is still faster than Pheromosa. Yeah, he's still faster than Pheromosa. Pheromosa is just under him, though. Pheromosa is second. Ninjask is still reigning champ of base speed for bug-type Pokemon.
Dang.
Okay, so you guys got 4 points. That's still valiant. That's what I shoot for every week, is for you guys to average 4. So,
then why did Whimsicott get a free 7 and not a free 4? I'd be a lot less salty if it wasn't a perfect score, because that's like,
it's because she was like super nice.
That's a given. Like, here's a trophy for being yourself, Whimsicott.
Well, to be honest, she is Whimsicott and we're not.
She is the fluffiest. Her fluff is incomparable.
So that changes the ladders, guys, with your 4 points. We have Whimsicott, Shamu, and Scrawn all tied for first place with 7 points. And we have Bosefus and Jushiro tied for second place with 4 points. Everybody else is at squat.
I mean, technically we're tied for fourth place.
No, I don't care. It's tied for second.
As soon as that ladder changes even a little bit, it's...
it's going to go all wonky. Just wait. But yeah, I don't know what you guys are playing for yet. We'll figure it out.
Something awesome.
Yeah, I'll shoot for that one. Maybe it'll be a Puckle 10 hoodie instead of a Puckle hoodie.
How about...
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay.
And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we once again quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. And the rules are, of course, no help. This is just what you're using in your head. So no browsers, guys. You are, of course, given a minute to answer each of these questions. And after a minute, you have to answer it. There are 5 questions. One of them will be worth 2 points, if you can get multiple answers correct. So, and if you do not, and you're given one hint, if you need help answering a question, that'll give you an extra minute as well on the question. But if you get 5 questions correct and you don't use the hint, that's an extra point. So you guys understand, of course, and you are ready, right?
I guess so.
I'm ready.
All right, then let's jump right into it. So question number one, some of these questions came from your fellow co-host. I'm encouraging you guys to give me questions, one, so I don't have to write them, two, so you can try to stump your fellow co-hosts.
Someone is going to get really mean about that someday.
Maybe. So our first one's from Bosifus. He's going to ask you guys, in Pokemon X and Y, Professor Sycamore gives you the choices between the Kanto starters. What's his first name?
Augustine?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Unless you're asking for the first names of the 3 Kanto starters.
No, the first name, the first name of Professor Sycamore.
We're going to have a problem.
That came out way left field for me. When you talk about the starters and all of a sudden, what's
your
first name?
I copied it verbatim from what Bo gave me. Just blame Bo. It's Professor Sycamore's first name.
Okay.
His name is Augustine Sycamore.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, do you want me to spell that for you?
No, it's fine. That is correct. Augustine is his first name. so good job, guys. At 1 point, we have our next question. This one is not from one of your fellow co-hosts. It's one of them I came up with. It's a little rough, but I think you'll get it. What Pokemon game, this includes all spin-off Pokemon games, one to use its Japanese logo in its international releases?
Okay.
Japanese logo and its international.
Yeah, so you know how, like, the Pokemon games, like, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be, like, Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, because if you look at those logos.
No, it's none different. Of the main series games. None of them.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You don't think it's a Pokemon trading card game, do you think? Or it could.
Let me think. Is there... Okay, so anything that has, the Pokemon word in the logo might not be it. Because, they don't use that logo in Japan. Did you say it uses the logo as its logo, or, like, it has it on the cover?
It's on the cover. It's on the
cover. It's on the cover. Okay. So
I can't be 100% sure whether or not, but they use it in the cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But the question is clear enough. I'm thinking it might be something like XD, because that's the only one that's like letters and not an actual, you know, word. Written in the English alphabet entirely. Do you have?
You of course have the hint. You of course have the hint.
I know, but I mean, we can ask it if at the end of the minute we have no idea. What do you think?
You get about 10 seconds.
What? Oh, Pokemon XD, Pokemon Colosseum. I'm just thinking of all the Pokemon spinoff games that yeah. probably make sense. But
do you want to get the hint?
It's fine with me for you, because I feel like something this obscure, like, not obscure, but something like this, like, we get it wrong, we're not going to be able to get the hint. We're not going to get
exactly.
the bonus point anyway.
Yeah, let's just get the hint on this one.
It came out in the past year. Internationally, it came out in the past year.
Okay. It came out in the past year. So what came out?
In a calendar year. So February 5th to today.
No, wait, he said calendar year, so like after February 2016?
Yes, after that.
Okay.
It came out after that.
Those were like Pokemon Go, Pokemon Co-Master/Duel, and...
It came out internationally, yeah.
Yeah, and then what other spin-off games did we get? I feel like it shouldn't be Pokemon Go, because... Technically, It's like the Japanese logo is the same as the international logo. There's no Japanese logo.
Jushiro was super excited about this game. I'm going to add that to the hint.
Oh. Okay. Jushiro is excited about a lot of things.
Yeah.
He's enthusiastic, like myself. I honestly don't know.
I'm going to need an answer.
I'm very perplexed. Maximus?
The only thing I can think of is Go, but that's my only thought I was thinking.
Do you want to go with Duel?
We can go Duel. I know very little about that game.
Yeah, because from the way the question is worded, I don't think it should be Go. Unless the question is worded really weirdly.
I just need an answer.
Are we doing that? Duel. Okay, sure. Pokemon Duel / Pokemon Co-Master.
That is incorrect. The answer is actually Pokken Tournament.
Wait, Pokken Tournament?
Wait, calendar tournament? Wait.
Yeah, Pokken Tournament was out way before
March 18th. March 18th, 2016.
In the U.S.
I said internationally. That's what I said.
Okay.
I'll give you half a point. You want a half a point?
No, we don't want half a point. We want you to word your questions better in the future.
The question was worded properly. It was the hint that wasn't worded properly.
Okay, I'll give you that. All right.
We'll move on. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So our next question is water is pretty heavy. Speaking of that, what water type Pokemon is the heaviest water type Pokemon?
Whew. Okay.
There to be Kyogre, Wailord.
Wailord is very light. Wailord is less dense than air.
Oh, really?
It's the float whale Pokemon for that reason. It's like dirigible. Like a blimp.
I'm thinking largest, not heaviest.
Yeah, largest for sure, it's Wailord, but it's light. Yeah. I think the heaviest might be Primal Kyogre, unless, let me think. The water Pokemon introduced in Gen 7 are actually kind of tiny.
Well, except for Wishy Washy.
Well, Wishy Washy, yeah, school form. I still think it might be Primal Kyogre.
I feel like we've had something like this before.
We did.
Primal Groudon.
Well, Primal Groudon was like the heaviest Pokemon ever until Cosmoem and Celesteela came out. But I don't know. I think it might be Primal Kyogre. I can't think of anything.
Is that your final answer?
I can't think of anything like quote-unquote heavier.
Do we want to go with that?
Sure.
Okay, Primal Kyogre.
That is correct. Primal Kyogre is the heaviest water-type Pokemon. So good job there, guys. So this next question is brought to you by Snag. This one also contains a bonus point. This one's worth 2 points. There are 3 answers, but you just need 2 of them to get both points, 1 per point. We'll go with that. So here we go.
And the third is for the glory.
Third is for the glory. So in Pokemon Red, Blue, Green, Yellow, you can play slot machines, right?
Yes.
There are several Pokemon that can line up in a set of 3, and you'll get 15 coins, in addition to the 7s for like 300 coins and such. So actually, each game, Red, Blue, Green, and Yellow, had different Pokemon that could line up to do this. So each game had 3 Pokemon that can line up in 3s and give you 15 coins.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yes.
So in Pokemon Yellow, what are these Pokemon? What are the Pokemon that you can line up to get 15 coins?
In Pokemon Yellow? Oh, shoot. Come on, Thad. Snag.
I was just playing Yellow, too, but I never went in the game corner.
I never got to the game corner in Yellow. I know they were like Magnemite and Voltorb and stuff in the other games, but I was, oh man.
Why do I feel like Pikachu's one of them?
It's probably one of them. Unless it's the 3 starters.
That's not a bad idea.
Hmm.
Because with Yellow, there weren't exactly version exclusive. Sure, there were, but like,
yeah,
but it was kind of like
not
a,
exclusive to Yellow.
To Yellow, yeah.
So I feel like okay, we have three options. I think one is that Pikachu is one of them. Two is that they're the three starters, and three. But I don't think this is the case. They might be like Meowth, Ekans, and Koffing. But I don't think so.
Three.
I'm going to need an answer here soon.
Okay. What do you think makes the most sense? Pikachu and two others or the starters?
I wouldn't be surprised if what you said, Meowth, Ekans, and Koffing, because Team Rocket was pushed a lot more in Yellow.
I know, but it will be a bit on the nose.
Yeah, I say the starters. Like, if I'm thinking,
let's say so Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle.
That is incorrect, unfortunately. You guys were so close. You said two of the three, actually, while you were discerning. It is Meowth, Koffing, and Vileplume. Yeah, Vileplume was a little bit random, but you were on the money with the Team Rocket stuff. You would have gotten both points had you said Meowth, Koffing, and Ekans.
I honestly thought it was too on the nose, but I should have expected that from Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, all right. So you're at 2 points, guys, but you could probably get this third one. Or this fifth one.
I don't know. We're doing really badly today.
I haven't done this bad in ages.
Question number five. What Pokemon has the highest base special attack of all fire-type Pokemon?
Wait. Special attack. Hold on.
Highest special attack of all fire-type Pokemon.
Let's see.
You guys know this one. I know you do.
I think we do because... okay, let's throw a few candidates out there. Soviet Thatch. What do you think?
Mega Soviet Thatch.
That's Mega Soviet Thatch. It's not Soviet Thatch until it mega evolves into Mega Charizard Y.
Your final answer?
Yes, Mega Charizard Y.
That is correct. Mega Charizard Y has the highest base special attack of all Fire-type Pokemon with a base 159 special attack. Yep. So there you go. That's 3 points for you guys today. So that's not terrible.
I mean, not good, but I guess that will teach us to not play Pokemon Yellow all the way through.
Some of those questions are really hard, but as I said, some of them were provided by your friendly neighborhood co-host. So you can blame them.
No, we can't blame Bo. As we said before, Bo is great. We got his question right.
That's true. You did.
My issue is going to be with Snag.
I'm still thrown off by that. Why is it not Meowth, Koffing, and Ekans?
I'm not exactly sure. It wasn't Ekans, though. I don't think Ekans had its own sprite in Yellow. Like, you know, in the party menu, not everybody had their own sprite. So I think that might be part of the reason. The standings are currently Whimsicott in first place with 10 points, Shamu and Scrawn tied for second with 7 points, Jushira and Bosefus tied for fourth place with 4 points, and Maximus bringing up sixth place with third, and everybody else has 0 points and yet to get on the board. I know what you guys are competing for this time as well. You guys are competing for coasters made by Misty. She's a big fan of making coasters. And she's gonna dice up some of the really large trading cards and stuff like that, and we're gonna give a set of two of them to the winner. So
cool.
First to 30 points, that's where we're going.
Awesome.
All right. We're far away, so it's still anybody's game. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the quiz show where we quiz your host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. And of course, guys, lower your browsers as no internet is allowed. You're just going to use what's in your brain. You guys get one hint throughout the game. If you get all 5 questions correct to some extent, means you don't get the bonus point. You can cash in that hint for an extra point. And as well as that, you can you'll get 5 questions. One of them will be worth 2 points, as always. So we're going to jump on in with these questions. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number one. This kind of relates to last week a little bit because we talked about Pokemon professors. But how many Pokemon professors in the main series games have a canonical first name? And that is your question. I need the number.
Okay.
I believe it's based on last week. I think it's three.
Because it's Sam Oak, Augustine, Sycamore.
And Juniper has a last name. Aura, some, or like A O U A U L R U. I mean, I can't remember. It's something. Okay. I know Juniper has one.
Okay. I can't think of one for Elm. I can't think of one. What about Kukui? Does Kukui have one?
No, Kukui does not have one.
Okay. I dig it.
Is that your?
It's three. Yeah.
Three is your final answer? That yes, is sir. Correct.
Right.
Three is the correct answer. It is Samuel Oak, as you guys said, Augustine Sycamore, and Aurea Juniper.
Aurea, that's what I'm trying to figure
yeah.
out.
Aurea Juniper is actually really hard to find because it's like deep in the game. It's like in the Holocaster in Black and White 2.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's just like a conversation where they like briefly mention it, so you might not catch it. But she does have a canonical first name.
All right.
So as always, I let your co-hosts, your fellow co-hosts, ask questions as well. One, because I'm too lazy to write my own questions. And two, because I also, they also get a chance to ask you guys some hard questions and it kind of gets, it evens out, in the long run. That way I can't be blamed for making the questions too easy every week. So.
That's it. I might have some repayment for my question from last week.
Yeah. So this next one is actually from Scrawn. So Scrawn's going to ask you guys, though introduced in Generation 5 as a technical machine, this move did not appear in the Generation 6 TM catalog, but once again resurfaced as a TM in Generation 7. What move is this?
Can you repeat that one more time?
I'll translate. In Gen 5, this move was a TM, but it wasn't a TM in Gen 6, but then it became a TM again in Gen 7. And it was introduced as a TM in Generation 5.
Oh, man. I don't know.
This one's a little rough, but I think I think it's doable.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Maximus? Should we use hints?
You have the hint, as always.
Sure, let's use the hint.
All right. So the hint is, this is one of the first TMs you get in Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Is it Leech Life? Is it...
No, I don't think that's a TM.
It was also something given away by a gym leader at some point.
Rock Tomb?
Maybe.
Because I know Rock Tomb was a TM in the past generation.
It was introduced in Generation 5 as a TM.
Oh, Generation 5? Never mind. Yes. It's not Rock Tomb then.
Okay.
I'll make that clarification. I'm going to need an answer here soon.
Yeah.
Just roll some dice.
Just name a TM from just this generation that's just in this generation.
I don't even know. It's terrible.
Round?
Go for it.
Yeah, let's round.
That is incorrect, though it might be correct. I don't know if that was a TM or not in Gen 6. The answer that Scrawn gave me is Workup.
Workup
was a TM in Generation 5. It was given to you by the normal type gym leader, either Sharon or, what's the other, gym leader's name? It's something with an L.
Lenora,
that's it. And it was given to you at the beginning of Sun and Moon when you were at the trainer school. That was actually the first TM I believe that you can get was Workup. So that's good.
I played little Gen 5, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, so it's so the answer is Workup. Let me double check that round TM though. Just because I feel like that could also be applicable. So let's see. So in generation, it was a round was also a TM in generation 6. So that does not answer the question. Unfortunately. So the answer is just Workup. So, guys, we'll move on though. Next question. This one is brought to you by the fluffiest Whimsicott. as are the next two after this as well. The remaining questions are brought to you by the fluffiest Whimsicott. What is the only Pokemon that can be caught as opposed to received that is described as being described once obtained as being found in a fateful encounter? So, typically when you receive Pokemon via mystery gift, you'll get them as, saying that you met them in a fateful encounter. But there is one Pokemon that will have that descriptor after you catch it. As you can figure out, it is probably an event. So, which Pokemon is this? Okay, that is the question.
So one that says a fateful encounter?
Yeah, it needs to have said that it was caught in a fateful encounter.
All right, so my initial thoughts on this are, so it's something that you can actually catch, but it's probably going to be like a legendary or like a mythic type Pokemon. So my first thoughts are Deoxys, or Darkrai, or Shaymin. Those are my first thoughts, because those are mythics you can actually catch in a Pokeball.
It says fateful. So what Pokemon deal with fate?
Well, no, that's just what they say when you're given a mythic Pokemon. It says it met in a fateful encounter.
Gotcha.
So those are my three thoughts there, Maximus. Either Deoxys, Shaymin, or Darkrai. But all those could, in theory, be wrong.
To be perfectly honest, I don't think it's Deoxys.
Yeah.
I would almost say Shaymin fills more of that role, to be perfectly honest. But.
And Thatch, you said you could actually catch this Pokemon, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to need an answer.
That's my best thought. Let's go with Shaymin.
Shaymin?
That is correct.
All right.
Shaymin, when he caught it in Platinum from the event with Oak's letter in the, in Flower Paradise?
Yeah.
Would actually come up after you catch it. It doesn't say obtained in Flower Paradise. It's obtained in a fateful encounter. The Darkrai, however, had its own island, so it was said it was caught on that island. Okay. So you guys had the right ideas, though. You had the right ideas. So good job there. So our next question is worth up to two points. There are three answers to this. All you need to do is name two of them for both points. Each Pokemon you name is worth 1 point. Three is for bragging rights. So three Pokemon share the same base speed of 5, the lowest base speed in the entire game. Name them. What are those three Pokemon? And you get a point, like I said, for each of them.
And base speed of 5.
Yeah, lowest speed in the entire game.
Okay.
Shoot. I should know this.
I'm thinking Shuckle's one.
I wouldn't necessarily disagree. And I would guess
Sunkar.
That's a good idea. I'm thinking what's the lowest one in the Slakoth line? Yeah, that's it. Slakoth. That one might be really slow.
And there's also Wishy Washy that has a lot of slow stuff, but I think the speed one of the best. No, wait, I'm just thinking of Pokemon that are just slow in general, like or bad. Like we have those four: we have Slakoff, Wishy Washy, Shuckle, and Sunkern. So,
you want to do Sunkern and
Shuckle?
Should we start with those two?
I'll accept it. Shuckle's correct. That's 1 point.
All right.
So I'll let you think about a second one.
Okay. So, but he didn't clarify, like he didn't give it to us for any of the other ones. So we have I think the ones we've named so far are probably wrong. What else would be really slow? What really benefits from Trick Room?
Well, I know a lot of them want to benefit, but they're not that slow though.
I got to give you guys 10 more seconds.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
You want to just say wishy-washy? Because it's evolved, well, not evolved, but it's school form. It's not even the fastest thing either.
Okay. Yeah, go with it.
That is incorrect. The other two that you guys didn't come up with are Munchlax and Pukumuku.
Oh.
Munchlax has a base speed of 5. Nobody thinks about him because they never use Munchlax. Pukumuku is like the new Shuckle, essentially, except being water type, so... It's about the same thing. But you got one. So you guys are at 3 points today. That's pretty good. If you can get this last one, if you guys get this last one, you're sitting at the average. I think you guys should be hit. Question number 5, the final question today. So this has to do with a Pokemon that is a basic Pokemon. This is a basic Pokemon who has a base attack stat that is higher than its next evolution, but it's the same as its final evolution.
Okay. Repeat that one more time.
Okay, so this basic Pokemon, when it evolves, its attack stat is lower when it evolves. And then when it's a final evolution, its final evolution has the same attack stat as it started with, as a basic.
So it's a 3-level.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to mind would be like one of the bugs, like a Caterpie or a Weedle or something of that nature.
Yeah, but he also said it's the same attack, and I know with those, it could be Butterfree. Its attack shouldn't be that high.
No, in fact, it'd be more so its special attack, I think.
Mm-hmm. So it could be Butterfree.
Well, it'd be Caterpie. That would be the he's looking for the basic one. That's my initial thought. Can you think of anything else that might do the trick for that? I suppose any of those bugs could, in theory, do that. But the Vivian line or the Wurmple line potentially. I don't know them.
I don't think it's Wurmple. Because I know they have a decent enough HP.
You guys have an answer?
Should we just go with Caterpie?
Sure, Caterpie.
All right.
I believe that is incorrect, actually. The answer is Trapinch.
Oh.
You are along the right lines, though, because it's kind of a bug type, in design. Not so much in typing, but in design. Yeah, so Trapinch's attack is incredibly high. It's the same as Flygon's. It falls into Vibrava.
I thought Flygon's attack was 100, and Trapinch's is 90.
You know what? If that's the case, I'm going to give you the point. This was a Whimsicott question, so you can blame her. No, Trapinch's base attack is actually 100.
Okay. Okay, never mind. I thought it was 90. Or no, did it go up Gen 7?
It might have gone up Gen 7. I don't know if it went up Gen 7 or not. They typically don't affect base Pokemon stats in Gen 7, or when they do stat boosts. But, it's base 100, so unfortunately. You guys got 3 points today, though. Everybody's doing slow gains, though, so don't feel bad. So, that changes the standings here today, guys. Just a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. We got some people running up in first and second and third. It's starting to spread out a little bit, but nothing that nobody's in the running for. As I will remind you, you guys are playing for the coasters based on, I think, the giant TCG cards, whatever my wife's willing to give you. that's really the answer. So our standings right now are: in first place, we have Whimsicott with 10 points. In tied for second place, we have Shamu and Scrawn with 7 points. In fourth place, we have Maximus with 6 points. Tied for fifth place, we have Jushiro and Bosefus. And in seventh place, we have Snag with 3 points. And everybody else has yet to get on the board.
All right.
All right, guys. So don't worry about it. There's plenty of other chances to get to it. Puckle's Poke Quiz. Puckle's Poke Quiz is the part of the show where we take, where we quiz your host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, they do not get the help of the internet, because this has to be everything that's in their brains and their noggins, and they have to let us know what's going on.
Not much, honestly, but we work with what we have.
You guys get to have, you get 1 minute to answer each question. There's a hint that you're allowed to use once throughout the entire game. You can, of course, cash that hint in if you get all of the questions correct for an extra point at the end. And as always, there is going to be one question that is going to be worth more than 1 point. But you don't have to get the extra point to still cash in the hint. We understand. Okay. I answered for you. I don't care if you understand.
Wow, so- Seth. Contagious.
It's running rampant today.
All right, guys. So are you ready? Are you ready to participate in this? Of course, as you...
Are we ready?
I don't know. I do have to remind you before we start, though, that you guys are playing to the first person to get to 30. The first co-host to get to 30 will win these really cool coasters that my wife is producing. So be jealous. I think she's going to try to use the Solgaleo and Lunala art from the GX cards, like the giant ones that came in the boxes with the figures. Cool. Yeah. So we... Further details to come. let's get into it then, guys. So, question number one. Here we go. This is also worth 2 points, by the way, because it contains two questions. This has to do with the Pokemon anime. We don't ask a lot of Pokemon anime questions on the show, so I'm trying to diversify the trivia. So, inaugural anime question. What was the first Pokemon Ash captured? And for the bonus point, what is the first Pokemon that Ash tried to capture?
first Pokemon he tried to capture was a Pidgey, I believe. It was Pidgey or Spearow. Because I think he was trying to get a... Okay, Pidgey. Yeah, I was trying to capture Pidgey, but hit a Spearow. And one of the first Pokemon he actually caught. That was the other one?
Yes.
Caterpie.
Yeah, I was going to say Caterpie, yeah.
Are these your final answers?
Wait, well, Pikachu wouldn't count because he didn't capture. He was given it.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't... Capture, yeah. I wouldn't count Pikachu. Caterpie as the first capture, and then
Pidgey
the he did try to get a Pidgey, but it broke the ball.
Is that your final answer?
No. Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
That is correct. The first Pokemon that Ash captured was Caterpie, evolve all the way to Butterfree, and then we got to see it pretty much fly away to its death, according to butterfly biology. Followed by that, though, before that he did try to catch a Pidgey, threw a rock at the Pidgey to try to catch it, and ended up hitting a Spearow. So those are both correct. So that's 2 points so far, guys. You're doing well.
Woo!
So what? Next question. Question number two. So we're pretty accustomed to Pokemon moving in the games now. Like when you're in battle, you can see their animations and everything, and their moves have specific animations as well. But this wasn't always the case, obviously. We had static sprites for a while. But they used to do these things where the sprites would kind of dance when they came out of their Pokeballs or something like that. And so what was the first Pokemon game that made the Pokemon sprites appear to move? What game was that?
It was either Yellow or one of the Gen 2 games.
It was Crystal.
Was it Crystal?
It was Crystal. Crystal was the one that began the animations that when they came out, they
would dance. That sounds right. Remember it was in Gen 2 with the other ones as well. That was the only thing.
Yeah, it was Gen 2 that started that, yeah.
Okay, I'll agree with Crystal.
Final answer? So that's your final answer? That is correct. Pokemon Crystal was the first game to make the sprites appear to move. That was like a big selling point for it as well.
Yep.
When it came out, it was also the first Pokemon game that was exclusively for the Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Others prior to that would switch between the Game Boy Color and the regular Game Boy.
I would love the Crystal cartridge. It was my favorite.
It was a pretty blue.
I love it. I have one still somewhere.
Yeah. I do as well. They actually removed that feature in Generation 3, and it didn't really make a comeback until Generation 4.
Yeah. So, I thought it was an emerald.
It might have been an emerald. It wasn't in Ruby and Sapphire.
I think it was an emerald, and they brought in an emerald the fact that the back sprite would move now.
Yeah, that was it. It was something
the thing that they implemented in Emerald. I think so, yeah.
But yeah, you guys are at 3 points today, so let's keep it up. So question number three. What stage 2 Pokemon can be obtained at level 1? We are going to be excluding Pokemon that have Pokemon that are deemed baby Pokemon included in their evolution lines for this. So
Porygon 2 or Porygon Z.
Yeah.
Trade.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
I would say yes.
Yeah, me too.
That is correct. it is Porygon Z. You guys are knocking these out of the park. Okay. that's 4 points today, guys. Nice. So we still have 2 questions left, though. So we'll see if you guys can get them. Question number 4. What is the Pokemon that can be found at the highest level in the wild?
Isn't that a Magikarp at level 100?
Oh, you got me here. I have no idea.
Because then Diamond... within DPP that you can get the King of the Pond, which was supposedly a level 100 Magikarp.
Was that real, though?
It was said in the guide.
Oh. Then yeah. I will have to go to your...
I can't think of anything else other than, like, a level 80. And
I don't know.
I'm going to go with the Magikarp.
Is that your final answer?
Even then,
is Jashir going to lock that in with you?
It's just I have nothing else better to say, so yeah.
That is correct.
Wow!
You can catch that. I believe it's not only in that, but also in the Nature Preserve in Black and White 2. You can catch level 100 Magikarp. So
here we go.
Fun fact, you can catch level 100 Magikarp in the game. It's completely pointless, but you can do it.
Yeah.
All right, so that gives you guys are got 5 points, or yeah, 6 points so far. No, five. It's 5 points. So this is... If you get the next one without the hint, you'll have 7. Yes. So this one's going to be our basic stat question, except it's going to be a little bit different today.
Okay.
What Pokemon has the highest base stat total of all non-legendary, non-mythical Pokemon?
Okay. Includes Megas, correct?
Yeah, this can include Megas, okay. Sure.
Shoot.
Isn't it Slaking?
No, I think it's something higher than Slaking. Slaking's close, though. It might be,
You still have a hint as well.
Yeah. If it comes down to the timer, you might get to use it.
I mean, including Megas, what else has the largest... I don't know.
Shoot.
This is a you question, Dr. Jammu. Because my guess is in Slaking. Other than that, I have no idea.
I feel like we might have to use a hint. Because I know Slaking only gets like 680, I think. And there's something at like 720 or 730. I want to say it's like Mega Man. I want to say it's like...
Right?
Huh?
Oh, that's Arceus level.
Yeah.
720.
I believe. It might be Mega Metagross, but I don't know. Because I feel like Mega Metagross was one of them up there.
Go ahead with the hint.
Yeah, I'm going to say we use a hint.
This is not a Mega Pokemon.
Oh, shoot. Oh, probably was Slaking. Honestly, I think Slaking at this point. Because I can't think of anything else, and the extra time is not going to help me think of anything else.
Non-legendary, the only one, yeah, it's Slaking that I can think of.
Yeah.
Okay, are you locking in Slaking?
I'm locking it in, yeah.
Yep.
That is correct.
Oh, damn.
Slaking.
Threw me off with Mega.
Slaking is correct. It is the highest base stat total Pokemon of a non-legendary, non-mythical Pokemon. Fun fact.
Like 680? I want
to
know now.
It's pretty high. I don't know if I have it pulled up right now, Shamu, to let you know for sure. Oh, I actually have it. It's 670.
Dang it.
Every other Pokemon, I guess Mega Metagross technically, but with 700, I apologize for that. I didn't even include Megas in my initial thing.
Wait, there's a problem here, because you said Megas too.
Yeah, okay, but I'm giving you the point. It's fine.
Yeah, but we have to use the hint because of the Mega thing threw us off.
You needed the point anyway. You needed a hint anyway.
You said Slaking, but then you said, oh, it includes Mega. We're like, oh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll give you half a point as a consolidation.
A point and a half.
I'll give you a point and a half. Okay,
all
sure.
All right. I'll take it.
I'm not going to give it to you, but... Because you guys are still doing well without it, so...
No. You get that half point. That half point will be on the record.
I'll use that half point if it comes to a tie of some sort.
Good. You're gonna keep that in mind.
If it comes to
earn that half point, all right.
If there's some kind of tie, you will get the edge with the half point.
Good.
So I'm not gonna state the half point though in the totals because that'll get really confusing.
Tyranitar and Garchomp both have more.
Yeah, they do. They do. You're right. I've totally forgot to not include Megas.
Shame on you.
Oh, shame on me. I apologize, guys. If you guys wouldn't have said it, I know somebody else would have. Somebody else definitely would have said it. Oops. I'm trying to sort my things and I didn't do my selection correctly. I have to do both columns. Duh. I'm a dummy bear. That's why. I don't know how to do this anymore. Okay, so new totals today, guys. So because of this half point, it does affect the standings. So with 13 points in first place, we have Dr. Shamu. In second place, we have Lord Yushiro, who is technically tied with Whimsicott because of the half point advantage. He is in second place. Whimsicott is in third place. Scrawn is in fourth place with 7 points. Maximus is in fifth place with 6 points. Bosefus in sixth with 4 points and Snag in seventh place with 3. All right. Okay, guys. So my apologies for the mega comment.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. And our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and
You can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or, more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.